All Arizona Daily Download.
The top five local stories of the day.
Now. Five.
Arena renovations are more than just about the Suns.
You know, one of the big stories in Phoenix, maybe the big story, the Phoenix Suns. Will they move? Will they get their deal on the arena? Well, when we talked to Jason Rowley yesterday, Suns president and CEO, I mean, he made it pretty clear. This arena is not ready for a basketball game or a concert or anything else.
Let's pretend the Suns never even existed. This building's 26 years old. If you want to continue to have concerts and the other 200 community events that happen in the building, if you want to have a world-class town hall, if you will, those dollars have to be expended.
Mac, I'm going to go there this weekend, flush the toilet, see how things are working over there. The plumbing seems fine to me. I might go look for some cracks in the ceiling, but I don't think taxpayers should be up for $150 million when Sarver is only going to pay $80.
Yeah, and what Jason said, too, is that $150, the Suns have already put $150 million into the building. They want now the city to take the onus, if you will. Mm-hmm. They've put in a lot more money. They want to flip it. So they say $80 million has been put in by the city of Phoenix. $150 million has been put in by Sarver. They want to now flip that. I don't know if they come to an agreement or not. Does Sarver stand firm and say, no, it's $150 million or else?
They don't
or
have
did
the
city say, we're not paying $150 million?
They don't have the votes in the Phoenix City Council.
Oh, not at all.
Not at
all
right
and
now.
And the public. The public isn't behind this either.
Very good. Very good truth. Yeah.
Four.
HOA vigilante on the loose.
Homeowners in a Phoenix neighborhood are pretty upset, and with good reason. Someone is going around and spray painting cars, and it looks like they're doing it because he doesn't like where they're parked.
Wow.
So wait a minute. There's a guy who thinks that he's better than you because he can park his car in the garage and therefore has to mark your car as though bad owner.
Isn't that incredible?
That is, you know what? I mean this in all seriousness. You keep doing this, dude, somebody's going to shoot you thinking
no
you're trying to steal their car.
Yeah. We don't know who it is, okay? It's going on in Phoenix's Dynamite Mountain Ranch community. And basically, you got a guy that doesn't like if you park in the street. Or if you park too close to the curb. Or, you know, you're not parked straight. So he's going out and he starts spray painting a car. One neighbor has had a car spray painted four times,
jeez.
I think.
Now, the HOA does not allow you to park your car on the street in front of your house.
Which I don't get. I think it's pretty stupid.
I don't either,
but
that doesn't give the right of somebody else to vandalize or destroy your property.
Yeah, when our kids come home from college, right, they both have to park in the driveway. Which doesn't really help my wife and I.
Is that HOA?
Yes.
Is the HOA?
Yeah. I'd rather park on the street, but I also don't want to get my car spray painted by a vigilante.
Three.
The number three story on the All Arizona Daily Download, glitch in the gas tank.
Yeah, and it was a good glitch. If you were in Chandler, Circle K in Chandler near 54th Street and Chandler Boulevard, you saw a sign that read 2 cents for a gallon of gasoline, 3 cents for diesel. Now, I don't know whether if you went to the pump, that's what it charged you.
Right.
But the sign at least said 2 cents.
And my 2 cents on this is you got to honor the price. If I pull into that gas station near 54th Street and Chandler Boulevard and it says 2 cents, they have to honor it. It's like going to a department store or going to buy a piece of furniture and it's got a price tag on it. Oops, we put the wrong price tag on it. Guess what? Tough. I'm buying it at the price tag. That's what they do.
Well,
they honor the price.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. My 9-year-old said, Daddy, I don't see a price tag on it. Can I just take it home? It's free.
The answer is
no,
yes.
No.
Give me your phone number.
That's shoplifting.
I will text the little one and say, that's not shoplifting.
No.
Hey, no price tag. You get to walk out with
it. No. Somebody actually shared
with
their husband.
What kind of father are you? You're giving her all bad information.
I want to keep her out of jail is what I want to do. She texted her husband a photo showing
you're
the
pump. You're a girl,
pump.
Little girl texting her husband?
No.
She's 9.
A woman who bought gasoline at this gas station said, I just filled up my car, 14 gallons, for 41 cents. Bring the car.
2.
Ken, will you take Ken to be your husband?
Yeah. Ken usually winds up marrying Barbie, but not in this instance. A couple in Scottsdale want to get married.
Matt and Nick.
Matt and Nick, they're two men, and they noticed that there's a you know, I don't know any of this stuff, but there's a wedding Barbie or something like that.
Yeah, like you don't know.
I don't know. The Barbie wedding sets, none of them have same-sex wedding sets. So one of the guys contacted Mattel, who makes Barbie, and says, this is what our frustration is. Can you help out?
Why don't you just buy two Kens?
Well, they did that. They said they found some Barbie wedding sets. None of them were same-sex. So they bought two and combined them to create one same-sex set. Boy, say that fast three times. And the couple was disappointed with the lack of choices.
Okay. This is business. Do you think that a lot of kids would want to go and buy a same-sex marriage set?
Probably not.
Probably not. Would it sell? That's the question mark.
Right.
Probably not. I mean, you know, it probably wouldn't sell. So I don't know if Mattel is going to...
Well, Mattel said that they would set up a meeting to discuss the issue.
Yeah, because they don't want to get a whole bunch of crap from the... I mean, really, they don't want to get bashed by the LGBT community. You can't sell it. It's not sellable.
So are you saying don't even bother going to that meeting at Mattel? They're not going to be worth it?
Just buy a separate Ken and a separate Ken, and then you're fine.
All right.
One.
Another self-driving vehicle comes to Phoenix.
What is going on? We have Uber, Waymo.
Light rail?
That's not a self-driving vehicle.
Oh.
Well, now you've got a Mesa school is one of the first in the country to have a fleet of self-driving vehicles, and this is just on campus after being awarded a grant. This is going to happen at the East Valley Institute of Technology, one of two places in the country to bring... And I guess it's pronounced Olli, O-L-L-I, to campus. It'll carry eight people at a time. It's got 360-degree sensors making recommendations on things like food options and services nearby.
I don't get it. Students will not... Well, I guess they will be able to ride the shuttles, but...
Yeah, just on campus.
On campus. And what, they're going to learn from them? It's new technology? I don't know. I mean, it sounds good to me. Listen, I like these self-driving cars. It's the wave of the future. You know, as I joked a second ago, light rail, what a disaster that is. Hundreds of millions of dollars. If it's up to me, I dig up all the light rail tracks all across Phoenix. Hey, how about this one? Let's say the Suns leave. Say the Suns leave downtown, go somewhere else in the valley.
Okay.
Let's say the Suns leave and go to Vegas.
All right.
You got all that light rail.
Chase Field right there, though.
I understand, but when the Diamondbacks aren't here, the Suns are. You're going to have nobody taking light rail to nowhere. There's going to be no basketball game. Who's going to take light rail?
You know
Nobody.
The light rail continues out to Tempe and Mesa.
The
All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea. No mask, no hose, no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.